This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Doe Run Company has been battling over how much its mines in One Northeast Ozarks County are worth for 7 years. As the property tax dispute drags on, one small school district has been left without a major source of funding. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney traveled to Bunker, Missouri to find out the impact on the school.
Melissa Nash pokes her head in a middle school classroom. Empty, except for painting supplies.
Oh, this one's done, though. It doesn't look bad.
Nash is superintendent of the Bunker School District, educating 240 kids surrounded by federal forest land and lead mines. Only a few rooms will be painted this turquoise blue over the summer.
Because of budget cuts, we can't do everything. So we only picked like the 5 rooms that were the worst that needed done, you know, so we'll do a little portion at a time.
Money for anything more than basic needs has been hard to come by. It started when Reynolds County increased the value of 3 Doe Run mines by 30% in 2011, as the price of lead rebounded from the recession. Doe Run protested, and the issue went to the State Tax Commission and then the courts. The county's last hope is pending before the state Supreme Court. Millions of dollars of Doe Run's property taxes are locked in an escrow account while the lawsuit plays out. That forced the school district to make dramatic cuts to its $3.5 million budget.
You can't cut $1 million and not affect kids. And, you know, I mean, it has done that, but we've tried to find the areas that has the least amount of impact. But $1 million is $1 million.
The school has cut a quarter of its staff and a third of its high school course offerings. It closed its preschool building, too. The remaining student groups and the parent-teacher organization are fundraising nonstop to keep extracurriculars going. The school's counselor, Jenna Barton, is a 2003 graduate of Bunker. She was heartbroken when she returned 3 years ago and saw students without the same opportunities she had. And it's personal.
My husband works for Doe Run. Most of the parents here work for Doe Run.
The reliance on the mines to put food on people's tables makes the town hesitant to bash Doe Run. The treasurer of the school board, Matt Skaggs, says this fight isn't with the local workers, but the corporate owners. He says it's not fair for Doe Run to do well while his town suffers.
Essentially, we're living in an area where we're pulling millions of dollars out of the ground, very profitable deal, but yet our school is going to kind of struggle to make ends meet.
A Doe Run spokeswoman says because the matter is still in the courts, the company wouldn't do an interview. But she points out that the company has given to area schools, universities, and for student scholarships about $600,000 in the past 3 years. She says in a statement, Doe Run is anxious for the issue to be resolved and is, quote, committed to paying at least our fair share in taxes. Yet Reynolds County Assessor Rick Parker says Doe Run argues his assessment almost every time.
After 20 years, you get tired of this kind of thing.
He says Bunker's school board agreed in 2011 to fight to the end. If he backs down now, Parker says Doe Run will be able to keep wrangling over its taxes.
We got to come out of this with a method that is legal and backed up by the State Tax Commission and the state of Missouri. If they're not going to be willing to give us that, we basically wasted our money.
Bunker staff and parents are exhausted from years of the dispute grinding on. Amanda Gordon, a parent, says Doe Run should pay the taxes it's supposed to. But she says the district should have seen this fight coming years ahead of time.
They should make sure that these safety nets are in place and they're not spending more, that they have the reserves to run the next year in case Doe Run disputes.
The state Supreme Court is expected to decide whether or not to hear the case within the next few weeks. Doe Run has continued to pay its taxes into an escrow account. If the county wins, it'll unlock the millions Bunker has gone without. If not, it'll all go back to Doe Run. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.